Today's readings present us a common theme of persecution. Persecution for standing up and speaking out for one's beliefs, specifically living one's faith. First, with the reading from the prophet Jeremiah, then our responsorial psalm, and concluding with Jesus' words to his apostles in today's gospel. How often in today's world, even in our local communities, and perhaps even in our extended families, do we find people ridiculed for taking a stand and speaking out and defending their faith? Standing up for what is right and against injustice. In essence, through their lives, proclaiming the gospel to others. In our first reading today, the Lord calls on Jeremiah to stand at the Benjamin Gate. Now, the Benjamin Gate's the most prominent gate in all of Jerusalem, and it's the one the king uses. And he calls for Judah to repent, to change their ways. He's certainly going out on a limb, so to speak. But Jeremiah refuses to be fearless. He remains fearless. Why? Because he has a faith that refuses to abandon God, even in the midst of what are terrible odds. So as we hear in today's reading, he proclaims, "The Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph." And so he ends his plea, not by complaining, but rather by praising God. We notice similarities between Jeremiah's evangelization and today's contemporary voices, most notably our Holy Father, Pope Leo, calling for peace, reform, repentance in society. And yet, how often do we see those who call for a change of heart in response to the social sins of today mocked, marginalized, and ridiculed by mainstream society? Today's responsorial psalm follows the same theme as our reading from Jeremiah and speaks to the pains that persons of faith throughout the ages have felt and continue to feel as they suffer persecution and ridicule for following God's teaching. Particularly striking are the words in the psalm, "I have become an outcast to my brothers, a stranger to my mother's children, because of zeal for your house." In today's world, how many of us have had someone close to us, perhaps even a family member, reject their faith of their youth? Today's psalm gives us a voice to that cry of pain felt by those who are rejected and yet stand up for and remain steadfast in their faith. In our gospel today, we hear Jesus telling his disciples, when they proclaim the faith, to fear no one. Well, folks, that's the message from our Lord to each and every one of us. Do not be afraid. Fear no one. Today's gospel gives us four reasons to be fearless in professing our faith. Four reasons for each of us that know we can have perfect peace and know that we are safe. The first reason Jesus gives us for fearing no one is that eventually in the end, in heaven, everything will be clear. We'll all stand in the light. Nothing will be hidden from us in the dark. Have you ever noticed, even more so when you were very young, that if you entered a dark place or a dark room, the first thing you did is look for a light switch or some source of light? We all still do that today, especially with the storms of late. I know that I sure do. We all seek the light. Well, our true light is Christ. Fear needs darkness, and in heaven, there is no darkness, only light. Second reason to be fearless is the worst evil that could happen to us in this life is that someone could kill us. But as Jesus reminds us in today's gospel, do not be afraid of those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of those who can destroy the body and the soul in Gehenna. That, of course, refers to the evil one, Satan. God does not destroy bodies or souls. Rather, he creates them, he loves them, he saves them, he sanctifies them, and he glorifies them. St. Paul often refers to our bodies as temples of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Our earthly bodies will get old and age and die, but we will get new resurrected bodies, better ones, immortal in heaven. Our present bodies are mortal, just like everything else in the world, just like houses which over time decay, deteriorate, and eventually fall apart. But as we heard a few weeks ago during the Easter season in John's Gospel, Jesus has prepared not just houses for us, but a mansion in heaven with many rooms. The third reason Jesus gives for us to be fearless is that we are more precious to our Heavenly Father. We are worth more than many sparrows to our God, who cares for every single hair on your head. So when you lose your hair, God cares more about every single hair that you lose than you do. And for some of us who are follically challenged and have lost many hairs, that's pretty comforting. But God also cares more about every happiness that you lose and every pain that you're called to endure, because God loves you more than you love yourself. God's love for each and every one of us is total. The fourth reason to be fearless is that if we acknowledge Jesus, the Father will acknowledge us. If we love Jesus, the Father will love us. So we must do in our lives today this, because our lives today are in essence a practice or a dress rehearsal for when we meet our Lord. So when we meet the Lord and he asks us the question, "Why should I open the gates of heaven to you?" all we'll need to say to him in reply is one word: Jesus. So what does this mean for all of us in this present day? Well, it means we must fearlessly profess and live our faith day in and day out, because we have nothing to fear. We know what awaits us. We need to be the light in the world today. This means not being afraid to witness our faith in our daily lives when we encounter others. It's living a life that our Holy Father, Pope Leo, asks of each of us, and that's to live a life that proclaims the gospel. And to do so, even when it may not be the most popular thing to do or runs against the grain of current popular opinion. So how do we go about doing this? Well, start small. Pick a situation where you might be confronted with where silence would be a sign of cowardice, and speak the truth, but do so with charity. It might be something as small as praying before a meal when you're out in a public restaurant, correcting a misleading statement, refusing to join in a cruel joke, asking a clarifying question, or stating a boundary. It can be any small moment where you choose to be the light. In our world today, with so much dissension, polarization, and darkness, there is ever more a need to be light in our world, and each and every one of us can be that light and can make a difference. For those of you who have ever attended an Easter vigil, think of the power of light on that evening. Each of us is given one small candle that, when lit, provides a little bit of light. But when all the candles are aglow, what a powerful statement that makes. Well, folks, that's the impact that together we as the body of Christ can make in our world. Recall that in the Sermon on the Mount, it calls us to be visible witnesses. Let your light shine before all, so that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your Father. So this week and moving forward, let's call on the Lord to give us the grace and courage to be visible, publicly identifiable disciples of Christ. Each of us can be that light. There's nothing to fear, so do not be afraid.